What's up, y'all? Christian Harris here, founder of Move Fast, Live Heavy. Thank you guys for joining us for today's podcast. You can find our clothing, our workout training programs, all the good stuff over at movefastliveheavy.com. We are live, coming to you on YouTube. You can find us on the gram at Move Fast, Live Heavy. You can find myself. I am Chris Harris on Instagram. You can find my co-host, Joe Roscoe, at Joe Roscoe on Move Fast, Live Heavy. Sorry, it's not I'm Joe Roscoe. It's me, Roscoe. It's me, Roscoe, at Move Fast, Live Heavy. And yeah, we're going to talk about 23.2 today. And it's quite the clusterfuck.
That was really good, Christian.
I appreciate it. I'm not happy about this, though.
All right, let's start with, well, first off, the intro. Like, you should have been hired from episode one, being all shy. Finally. All right, let's get into the logistics as a gym owner. You're a gym owner. Let's talk about that first.
All right, let's just say it out loud what this workout is.
Wait, first off, a lot of you listening, you're a gym member, most likely. So, like, we're going to talk about this so that you can have extra appreciation for your gym owner and your coaches of, like, the suffering that they have to go through to make this happen. All right, go ahead.
All right, your open workout, 23.2, is a two-parter. There's an A and a B. So this is going to be just like your typical CrossFit class, probably in reverse. And that most gyms do some sort of strength first and then finish with the Metcon. We're going to flip that upside down for this week's open workout. 23.2A is as many reps as possible in 15 minutes of 5 burpee pull-ups and then 10 shuttle runs. The shuttle run down and back equates to 1 rep. After you complete a round, you're going to add 5 burpee pull-ups each round. So round 1 will be 5 burpee pull-ups, 10 shuttle runs. Round 2 would be 10 burpee pull-ups, 10 shuttle runs, 15 burpee pull-ups, 10 shuttle runs, etc. until the 15-minute time cap hits. Now, as soon as that 15 minutes hits, you're going to have 5 minutes to establish a 1 rep max thruster from the floor. So this is the first time I believe that a heavy thruster has been programmed in the open. So kind of groundbreaking here in this week's open, as well as shuttle runs being programmed at this stage of the open. Now, before we get into tips and all that good stuff, let's just talk about the logistics. Logistically, this is an absolute nightmare. Nightmare from a logistics standpoint. So if you're an affiliate owner, we got our work cut out for us this week. Now, why is it a logistical nightmare? Here's why. The burpee pull-up. Let me read you guys the movement standard. For the burpee pull-up, the athlete begins by standing with the feet together underneath a pull-up bar. While standing with the hips and knees straight, you're going to extend the arms overhead. The arms must be in line with the torso when viewed from the profile. Touch the thumbs of each hand together and extend the fingers. The athlete's fingers cannot touch the pull-up bar in the measuring position. The pull-up bar must be above the athlete's fingertips. Clearly show the measurement process during the video submission. What does that sound like to you?
To me, it sounds like
we're gonna be moving a lot of pull-up bars.
Well, you're gonna be moving a lot of pull-up bars, and you're gonna have a lot of members complaining and fighting over which pull-up bar they get to use, which will then lead to people wanting to do different heats, which will then lead to like 1,000 heats of 2 people going because they all want the same pull-up bar.
And 1,000 heats of a 20-minute workout.
Oh, Let's not forget about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Boss, plus, what's going on? What are they doing here?
Plus, you need all of the floor space for the shuttle runs. So, I mean,
yeah,
they're just not doing any favors for us.
Yeah, let's say you got maybe two rigs. That's maybe what, about 8 pull-up bars a rig? But there's no way you're running 16 people at once in a little. Most gyms aren't like huge, you know. Think about the Midwest or something.
Yeah. So yeah, guys, from a logistical standpoint, this is, my head is gonna explode today.
Be nice to your gym owners.
Yeah. Work with us. We're working with you. You work with us.
All right. So now let's talk about what you think as an athlete about just the workout in general.
Yeah, it's pretty nasty. This is going to get extremely breathy if you have the capacity for pull-ups. This is going to be extremely breathy. A lot of high heart rate in this one. Let's break this down a little bit. So 15 minutes. Let me just pull this out. Sorry, bear with me just a moment.
What's up? If you're watching live, feel free to ask questions, leave snarky remarks, anything you want in the comments, and I will be sure to shout you out.
Yeah, for sure. If you want to just generally talk shit too, that's fine as well.
Yeah, we're in a spunky mood today after this announcement.
All right. So the burpee pull-up. Each rep, you're looking at maybe 3 to 4 seconds, I would say, for the burpee pull-ups. Just kind of writing some thoughts out here. Go 3 to 4 seconds per rep. The shuttle runs, 10 shuttle runs, moving pretty conservatively, will be about a minute. That's moving pretty leisurely.
Okay, 1 minute shuttles, you're thinking.
What's that?
1 minute. 1 minute for the shuttles.
About a minute, yeah. I've thrown them into a bunch of EMOMs recently. And yesterday I did an EMOM with 6 of them. And they were maybe like 35 seconds or so. So by the time you get a little bit more fatigued, the speed's going to slow down a bit. You're not going to be like pushing the pace like that. It's going to take about 50 seconds to a minute. We'll just call it a minute conservatively for now, just so we can get a ballpark idea of where people are going to be out here. So 3 to 4 seconds for burpee pull-ups, which means 5 of them will take about 20 seconds. Moving pretty smoothly. Oof. Oh. I gotta kind of do that math, but it's a lot. Did we see where these folks got into for the announcement?
You're talking about the average Joe's?
Yeah. You know, just a little roundabout. Either way, we're going to be breathing. 5, 10, 15. 20, 25, 30. A good telltale is the scorecard. Let's see what that scorecard looks like.
I believe he was either a police officer or a military vet. I can't remember. Excuse me for not remembering. No disrespect there. Well, he got 165 reps. Do you see the scorecard, what that actually would mean rounds-wise?
165. That he finished 165?
Yeah, 165 reps, it says.
So that is the round of six, which is 30 burpee pull-ups, 10 shuttle runs. The scorecard goes up to round seven and eight, so 35 and then 40 burpee pull-ups.
So let's just say you're a machine based off your math and you never get tired. What would the score be based off like your average round, do you think? It's tough, I know, because we have to keep adding the five reps every year.
Yeah. If you want to just take the lead here for a second and let me do some math.
Yeah. All right. So first off, everyone that's listening on our podcast station, thanks so much, or podcast channel. If you haven't subscribed yet, go ahead and do that. Everyone on the YouTube, thanks. Make sure you subscribe. If you're watching on Instagram right now at Move Fast Lift Heavy, thanks a lot. This is behind the scenes. This is what it takes as a programmer. This is something that Christian isn't just doing right now just for the open. It's something normally on a Thursday or a Sunday while he's programming that he's always doing. There's a rhyme and reason for everything that you should be doing as an athlete. And a lot of the times when you're trying to be an elite athlete, it comes down to the most detailed, refined adjustments or strategies that you might be able to implement to give you that slight edge. So that's what he's doing right now. For everyone out there that's just like maybe not at that level right now, I would just say come out a lot less hot than you would anticipate, because these reps are going to add up quickly just from watching the, I'll just call them average Joes again. Really cool story about the woman that was diagnosed with breast cancer right before the open last year. That was cool to see them out there, but just don't get too hot.
I didn't get to see the beginning. I was commuting back home, but all right. So to get 165 reps, that is the exact math that I just broke down. Oh. So a minute for shuttle runs and then 20 seconds for burpee pull-ups. And again, the shuttle runs being done at a very leisurely pace.
Got it. All right, so that means in round two, your burpee pull-ups will take around 40 seconds, and in round three, they'll take around a minute, correct?
Yes, yeah. And that's, again, that's being pretty conservative. You can get about 15 done in, I would say, about 45 seconds. Like if you're like down and jumping up without having to, you know, start from a locked out position, kind of just jump up.
Got you. All right. So everyone, that's kind of your math. Your moderate pace would be the 1 minute shuttle and the 20 seconds per five burpee pull-ups. So if you're trying to gauge what your outcome wants to be, that would be what you use.
Yeah. It's kind of like the cadence is down, up, pull, down, up, pull, and like find your rhythm, find your footing. Before I get into tips here, I would like to talk about the thruster section.
Yeah.
Thrusters. You got 5 minutes to establish a one rep max. Probably going to get, I don't know, I'd say maybe four or five attempts, maybe six. Really just depends on how well you've warmed up beforehand, meaning how well your body's going to get into position for the thruster. Yeah.
So maybe what would you suggest, like warm up wise, before this workout even starts?
I'd say warm up wise, just build to a thruster weight that's not maximal, but it's pretty close, pretty damn close to it. It's not going to take that much energy out of you. It's only going to be one rep. a thruster, you're not going to be able to do as much as you would clean and jerk, right? So just as far as your central nervous system is concerned, this could actually be a very good way to prime your CNS going into the workout. So yeah, I would definitely throw those in as part of a warm up. Where do you want to start? What do you want me to do? Where do you want me to go?
I think how you can be fast and smooth on the shuttles. You've been doing that a lot in training. What little, you know, simple things like, are you always reaching with the same arm? Are you switching the arm each time you go to the different side? Like, what's your pacing or smooth cadence look like in the run?
Beautiful. For the shuttle runs, typically I'm a big like counter. Many people find this weird, I think, but it's something that kind of helps me to stay accountable and making sure that my output is consistent. Really no different than paying attention to what your calories per hour say on a rower. So when I'm doing my shuttle runs, typically for me, it's about six strides. And on that sixth stride, I do kind of like a little shuffle step over the line and reach down and grab, reach down and touch the line. And then I come out of that lunged, that athletic lunged position, and it's another six strides. And right when I get to the line, I'm maybe, I didn't pass the line just yet, but I do like a little bit of a shuffle, a little shuffle hop, touch, and then continue on. I usually will change my sides that I touch on, especially with this amount of shuttle runs. If you continually touch with the same side, your glutes on one side are definitely going to be a little bit shifted, I feel. So if you can make the conscious effort to switch sides, I would. But if it's just something that's well out of your coordination zone, then maybe save it for another time. This might not be the time to get yourself all mixed up.
Okay. Do you think it's worth like delaying maybe a day to practice it? Is it, do you think over 15 minutes that'll add up?
Definitely. Footwork is going to be key here. Again, like I was saying, six strides is typically, I know that that's getting me to the line every single time. So if you could maybe hold off on doing this for another day, those extra steps that you take are seconds that will add up over time in this workout. So you want to really try to hammer in that footwork. For shorter athletes, your footwork might be closer to seven strides, but even doing this with Winter the past week and a half, we've done a bunch of EMOMs with shuttle runs, and we kind of like match up our strides, which it happens to be six. If you guys look back at some of my last couple of reels that I've posted, you'll see me doing these shuttle runs, and then, you know, you'll see the footwork and the little shuffle step that I'm talking about.
When you were doing these with Winter, do you match? Cause like when you're running distance on either true form or outside, whatever, I know that you often try to match your breathing with your stride. Do you think about that within your counting, maybe the six steps, or this is going to be important to keep a steady breathing pattern. This is going to be almost like zone two work that you do, you know, for the 15 minutes. You're not going to be able to sprint this by any means.
Correct. Breathing wise, in my head, what I feel like I do is take one or two breaths during that six strides, and then almost like a bracing type of breath as I'm reaching down for the line and then pushing off. So almost like a reach, like a little bit of a brace, and then a as I am coming out of that explosive start position each time, if that makes sense.
Okay, it does. How about the burpee pull up? Are you going to do a jump back, jump in, or are you going to do the like chase step to try to stay smooth?
I will most likely jump in and jump back, jump out, especially I don't mind jumping to a pull-up bar, so I'm going to try to use that to my advantage a bit and find a rhythm. There's a nice rhythm that you can get into on the burpee pull-ups by jumping up and down and not having to like rely on a full kip for every pull-up. And then especially when you're coming down from the bar, you could find a nice rhythm to hit the ground, but then also to kick your feet back and find that rhythm.
How about grip? You're gonna mix grip? Wasn't the burpee pull-up in, was it quarter? No, it was like maybe, was it the pandemic year where Tia did the videoed workout like in some random little gym in Tennessee because there was drama, like she couldn't do it at Mayhem. And she crushed the workout by doing chin-ups instead of a pull-up.
Did you remember?
No. I did, and she did. Almost 1,000%. They're burpee pull-ups, and she was doing chin-ups and just dominated.
Yeah, I mean the chin-up is going to be a bit of an quote-unquote easier pull. You're going to get way more bicep involvement. So,
I think it's also easier to do from that already pre-bent position. Like if you're trying to just go right into the pull-up when you grab the bar instead of extending.
Yeah, you have that flexed bicep already. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, that's definitely something that should be played around with before heading into the workout, kind of that underhand grip, maybe even a mixed grip. The reason why I say a mixed grip is because I feel like as you start to get tired, maybe your footwork changes, but that's going to be an opportunity for you to grab the bar from two different angles. Some people might end up missing the pull-up bar, trying to sweep their arms in or even going from over the top. So that mixed grip kind of gives you the best of both worlds, where your hands are on both sides of the bar and you're closing in on it with both hands. You get a little bit of that underhand grip on one side. You get the overhand grip that probably you're more comfortable with on the other side.
Okay, fair enough. Something you'll play with or no? Are you going to go pronated the whole time?
I might play around with it. I'm planning on doing this Sunday. So tomorrow this workout's kind of just like conditioning. It's not anything too crazy anyway, you know?
We're watching this having not seen Roman or Vellner do it. What do you think? What's going to be a separating factor? Is it the run?
It's going to be your ability to stay consistent on the run, but then also your pacing on the burpee pull-ups. I wonder if I could pull the live stream up for a second just to see what these guys look like, because they're probably going right now. They're probably not. No. Yeah, it's going to be about your pacing on both of these movements. So if you have the time to practice beforehand and you could wait another day or two, I would highly suggest playing around with the footwork on the shuttle runs. Is it live?
Yeah, they look pretty smooth. They're not by any means like selling out.
Yeah, but looking smooth, like,
you know,
smooth is fast, right?
Yeah, as a football player and someone that's played basketball as well, where these drills or more, I'm actually thinking about the pro shuttle, the 5-10-5.
Yes, sir. And
my tip to y'all would be not exploding where you're exerting a lot of effort, but focusing on that push off. Because each change of direction, if you can get a good stride on that first step, like I could see it right now that Vellner is gaining a step on Roman every time they're changing the direction based off of how he's coming out of the stance after touching the line.
Where's your time at? Because I'm watching it right now. They're on burpee pull-ups. They're at about 13:20.
Thirteen twenty.
They're coming up on like the 165 mark.
Got it. Yeah. I'm early. I'm behind. I'm not watching like live.
Yep.
I was at the 220 mark.
Yeah, it seems like Roman's going to get back to that 165, or he's going to complete the 165s.
So he's breathing pretty heavily at the 7:30 mark. So for all you average Joes out there, that also just reiterates, like, don't come out too hot.
And at this point, I'm counting their steps. Roman's taking 7 steps, hop, step, touch. Vellner, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, touch. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, touch. And he's kind of doing like a step over the line. The hop step is definitely going to save you quite a bit of time. So I would definitely practice that if you can.
They have also on the burpee pull-ups resorted to the step-ins instead of jumping in.
Yep.
It's a long time to be moving, man. It's a long 15 minutes, you know?
Drop down. See the thing that you're going to want to try to do, notice when he comes down, he's got to step back each time.
Right.
I think a big efficiency thing here will be figuring out how to not have that step. They were both doing that. You know what I'm saying? Because that's an extra step, extra second right there.
If we had them on the mic right now, they'd probably say, yeah, it sounds good when you're not dying,
Yeah.
but that's where the excellence comes.
As we all know,
Right.
we're being armchair quarterbacks right now.
Right. But if you can keep that in mind, at least for how long you can hold it still will pay dividends over the long term.
Yep.
All right, anything else on the 15-minute portion, the A.
It's not going to be one that you're going to need grips. So equipment-wise, don't get your grips out for this, right? The reason why you wear grips is to help with the friction of staying on the pull-up bar for a long period of time. You're not in that situation. You guys are just grabbing the bar literally for maybe 1 to 2 seconds at most each rep. So leave the grips at home here. Tape your thumbs maybe, but
Touch that chalk.
I don't even know if I touch the chalk.
Yeah, that's what.
Unless you're in a place where, you
Touch that.
know,
You better just be moving. Don't you touch that chalk.
yeah. If you're in a place where strict pull-ups or pull-ups are just a real issue for you and you're gonna need to kip every single time, I still wouldn't chalk. I mean, sorry, I still wouldn't wear grips, but at that point, if you need to chalk, then maybe that might be something you consider. You'd want to keep that very close by, probably on the ground next to the upright of your pull-up bar.
Okay, let's move on to part B. It's going straight into it. So basically, 15 minutes is up and your clock starts now, correct? On the 5 minutes.
Starts right there. So really, that's not a lot of time, right? So if you're considering changing shoes, putting on knee sleeves, getting a belt, all that good stuff, I think you're going to want to like have your stuff ready to go, right? Or maybe just screw the lifters, maybe slide on some knee sleeves. It really just depends on how comfortable you are squatting under heavy load.
All right, so what are you going to do? Tell the people exactly what you're going to do.
I am just probably going to pop knee sleeves on. I don't need the lifters personally. And I will have a belt close by.
You're not going to wear them like on your ankles and just pull them up. You're going to actually like put them on.
I'm gonna have them probably down low.
Yeah. Okay. And
Yeah.
then you said what? How many attempts are you going to do, you think? Four?
Probably 4 to 5. Your first two are just gonna Oh, excuse me. Your first two are just going to be comfort weights, kind of flush the legs out a little bit, just prime the movement pattern. And then your next couple of attempts will be something of more significant weight. You're going to want to do two weights to kind of get your swagger. Then you're going to want to hit a lift that you want to hit. And then your last attempt should be something that would be a dream weight. And by dream weight, not something that is totally unachievable.
Okay, so maybe if you're saying 4 to 5, that fourth, you better hit it, and then the five is like a bonus ball.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right, so let's move.
Everybody's going to have the number in their head that they think they want to hit. You want to save that to your fourth or fifth attempt. You
Okay.
got to get the swag up on the first couple of lifts.
All right, so let's recap this. We titled this about having sneaky tricks for getting your best score. Going back to the shuttle, give us one or two of your, like, if you're gonna focus on anything, focus on this.
For the shuttle runs, you guys want to find a rhythm with your strides for each 25-foot section. So whether that means 6 strides, 7 strides, 8 strides, whatever that is for you, find it and maintain that rhythm. The other thing with the shuttle run is as you approach the line, you want to do somewhat of a hop step, touch down, and then you want to drive out of that each time. You want to try to eliminate reaching down in like a really bad deadlift type position when touching the ground. You want to be in that athletic lunge position. So say it's 6 strides, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, hop, step, touch, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, hop, step, touch, and kind of maintain that rhythm over the course of all of the shuttle runs.
All right, burpee pull-up, one or two of your must-haves.
For the burpee pull-ups, if you guys can maintain a jump in and jump up to the pull-up bar, that's definitely going to help out a lot. If you are going to step, the place where I would be on the way down because every time you come down from that pull-up bar, you're going to be in a little bit of an awkward, funky position. So you might not want to just jump straight back. You're going to want to maybe take a second to step back and down, make sure you're in the right place underneath that pull-up bar before jumping up to that next rep.
Okay. And then the thruster, we just went over it. Basically, save that money bar for that fourth or fifth attempt.
Yep, you want to, for the thrusters, you're going to want to get 2 attempts to kind of get your legs under you, prime the movement pattern. Third attempt should be something really working towards your weight that you want to hit. Attempt number 4, hit that weight that you want to hit, that you know you're going to hit. And then if you have time, attempt number 5, that's going to be your bonus weight, your dream weight.
Cool. All right. Anything else before I send us off and tell the people where they can find more info on us?
One last thing. We talked about the hand grip for the pull-ups. We talked about hand grip for the pull-ups. We want to maybe play around with going mixed grip or underhand grip, depending on your pull-up ability, but also for the sake of trying to grab the bar in a more efficient way. So maybe play around with mixing the grip on the pull-up bar.
All right. Thanks a lot, Christian Harris.
You're welcome, Joe Roscoe.
Everyone that's listening, if you haven't hopped on Christian's program yet, Train with CH, we give primers as far as like how we think you should warm up for this workout. And honestly, like when I used to be more serious about the whole competition thing, I found almost more stressful of like, how do I keep training to just maintain my level of fitness without screwing myself for the open workout to come that I have no idea, what's coming. And I think Christian does a great job as I follow the program with just prepping the crew to continue to sharpen the axe while remaining fresh enough to crush these open workouts each week. So if you want to check out what we got going on, at the moment, we have a temporary discount for your first month for $10, and you can just simply enter in MFLH10 the number 1010 for a discount code there, MFLH10, for $10 off your first month. All right. Bye. See ya.
It's not goodbye.
It's see you later.
It's see you later.
Maybe it's goodbye to you after the logistics of setting up these pull-up bars.
Oof. Why'd you have to remind me of that?
How did I do with my pull? My pulling pretty good?
Yes. That was great.
Everyone I've had since a child, I've struggled with saying, I would say like a swimming pool instead of like pulling.
Pull.
Yeah. I'll keep
pull working. And pool.
All right. Everyone listening, y'all the greatest. Good luck on 23.2. Remember, movefastlifthevy.com, at movefastlifthevy, at I am Chris Harris. And if you want to follow some random kid that posts coffee, tennis, and Miami Heat posts, you can follow It's Me, Roscoe. All right, later.
Till next time.
Till next time.